It's been very tough to make a decision. And, I've gone back and forth. And one of the biggest reasons is because I'm too loyal.
Cole, you stupid.
New York, New York is where we live and we're thorough. Never taking shorts cause Brooklyn's the borough. East of Uptown to Queens and the Bronx. Long Island and Jersey get as fly as they want. But I must tell ya, where we rest is no joke. So let me break it down to sections for your slowpokes. Fort Greene, Bed-Stuy, Flatbush, Brownsville, Brown Heights in East New York or be down till Medina takes respect for the styles we bring. Cause in Brooklyn we be into our own thing. Atlantic Terminals, Red Hook, Bushwick. Come to Brooklyn front and you'll get mush quick. We ain't just known for flipping and turning our bodies, but also for the take no bullshit hardies. On the subject of blackness, well let me share this. Brooklyn is the home for cultural awareness. So in all fairness, you could never compare this. Some good, some bad, little hope for the weak. Dangerous streets and Coney Island Beach. All this included when you go for a tour. Some can get scandalous and outright raw. When you step, step correct and watch where you move. We pay dues, so we ain't trying to lose. Here in Brooklyn, the home of the black and the beautiful. For a rough rap sound, ain't a place more suitable. Other cities claim this and others claim that. But let me give some props to the place where we be at. B-R-O-O-K-L-Y-N. I came in for a visit, and ever since then, I've been incorporated with select personnel right here in Brooklyn, the place where we dwell.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Brother Blamer Sports Happy Hour. We're your hosts, Chris.
And Jonathan.
Hope you guys are doing well today. Well, it's been a crazy week in free agency. The last time we talked, we had just the draft just happened that day. And a boatload of moves have happened. But we'll start with the biggest news of today. Ray Allen has decided to sign with rival Miami Heat.
Cannot believe that. I cannot believe that.
Yeah, he was kind of deciding between there or Boston. Well, I guess Miami was it. I mean, we knew he was looking at Miami for a long time this summer. They've been saying that a lot of his decision to leave was his relationship or non-relationship with Rajon Rondo.
That and the fact that they had him, in trade rumors.
Yeah, it was a lot going on. I'm sure Jonathan and I have two different takes on it. Jonathan was not pleased at all that Ray Allen has jumped on the Miami train.
Not by any means.
So I'll let you start it off. Share your feelings about this move for Ray Allen.
I mean, Ray Allen did what I expect quite a few players to do, which is jump on the Miami bandwagon, I'm sure they pumped him up in the interview thinking he's going to get all this kind of time. My thing is, I personally don't like it as a fit. Ray Allen's just going to be a stand-up jump shooter. How many minutes is he going to play? And whose minutes are you taking away? You're taking away Mario Chalmers' minutes? That's not really fair. The way he played in the playoffs, he deserves to be starting and playing lots of minutes. Same with Shane Battier. So you're going to be taking minutes away from either one of them. Norris Cole showed in the playoffs that he was a pretty good player. Another bench player, another role player. So now they're very guard heavy. Mike Miller has yet to retire or, leave. So he's still under contract. And where's your size at? If Ray Allen is expected to play major minutes, are you going to play LeBron at 4? You going to put D-Wade at 3? That's terrible. They're going to get eaten alive with any team with size. They still have no size. Yes, they got Ray Allen. Whoop the freaking do. Who cares? I mean, yes, you got a nice three-point shooter who clearly showed playing in Boston, this past playoff series, that he's on his last legs. I mean, are you going to sit and rest him for the whole season and then, let him loose in the playoffs? Or, I understand Ray Allen didn't have the best relationship with Rajon Rondo, and his name was tossed around in trade, you know, options and things like that. Who cares, man? Grow up, you know, and grow up here. You know, your family is out there. They've been there for a while. Boston was offering you twice as much money, plus a no-trade clause. Take it and deal. Seriously, you're making all this money, and you want to leave because your feelings are hurt. See, this is Lamar Odom Part 2. Cry, baby. Oh, they were trying to trade me. Fine, I want to leave. Fine, go ahead and leave. And you know what? Oh, Boston beats down on Miami. Well, they got more size than them, clearly. Garnett came back, started off the free agency with Garnett signing. He came back. They added Fab Melo. Brandon Bass came back. They have plenty of size now. Boston, Miami has no size. They still have what, Joel Anthony? Really?
Yeah, still.
They
Joel
still
haven't
upgraded over Joel Anthony. Must I say it again? They still have not upgraded over Joel Anthony.
You know,
he is the 30th best center in the league. If not lower than that. I mean, come on, seriously? But he has a ring, so he's the ish, I guess, you know.
They're going to play small. They're talking to Marcus Camby. But look, it's for Miami, it's a solid move. It's a great move. It is a great move for Miami. I mean, you just – all you need around that team – I mean, yes, outside of getting a big, like a center.
What they clearly need.
They just like – you can't pass him on Ray Allen. You can't. Look, he wasn't going to get the time he wanted. How many people expected the team to just come back together? It's been the last couple years. They're old, they're slow, they're not going to win. Let's just move on. So I wasn't sure if both of them were going to come back or not, or you knew Ray Allen was going to be a hot commodity because he's a shooter. Yeah, all he got to do is stand there and shoot and play his game. He's not going to get 35-plus minutes anymore. Granted, he was hurt in the playoffs, but with Boston, they have to get younger. I mean, they're doing what all teams do. You got Avery Bradley there, who is more of a defender. He's not, you know, nobody's a shooter, Ray Allen is. So let's just, there is no comparison. Nobody's a shooter, Ray Allen is.
No.
But you got a guy who he can score, and he can play defense. He and Rondo were a nice defensive backcourt. You know, they re-signed KG to the $3.34 million, which was a grip. It was a city. Yeah, man, it was free agents.
And the way money's being tossed around to these free agents, you know what? He earned that.
He did earn it. So they looking nice. I mean, you got KG, Jason. You know, they got Jason Terry. Jason Terry's agreeing to a 3-year, $15 million.
Now, that was a good move. Good job, Jason Terry. I'm glad you didn't hop on that Miami train like I thought you were.
All right, let's just be fine. Let's be devil's advocate. If he wasn't going to go back to Boston, where would he go? Where would you want to go? Like, I'm leaving a championship-contending team. I want to go to another championship-contending team. He's not going to go to the Lakers. Now, I will say this, and you're probably going to be mad, but I will say this. If you had a full-on – healthy Derrick Rose going into next season, maybe you get him. Depending on what happened with Boston and all that and where Chicago would have been, and they have a clear need for a two guard, you don't think if he was going to go to Boston, you don't think he would have gone to Chicago?
I think he would give it some thought, but I don't know. Money tight with Chicago. Money is real tight.
Yeah. It's tight there, too, though.
Yeah.
But
I like what Chicago's doing. They're playing their cards right. They're, you know, they're laying low, waiting for the right time to strike.
Right. It's early. But, no, back to Boston, though. I mean, Jason Terry's an upgrade over Ray Allen.
Yeah.
He is. He's giving up some height, but he can play the point guard. He can create his own shot. He has a ring, too, so it's not like you get anybody who don't know. You know, he's made big buckets. He's clutch.
I just think Ray Allen staying in Boston would have been the best move to me.
Well, yeah, I don't want
Jason
to see
Terry
him
off the bench would have been unbelievable. I mean, the firepower they could have had would have been ridiculous. To me, had Ray Allen gone back to Boston, Boston is clearly, in my opinion, Boston would be the favorites.
It would depend
with
on
the moves that they've made this offseason. You know, they're about to re-sign Jeff Green, who's supposed to be healthy again. with the moves they made this offseason, to me, Boston's had the best offseason, my opinion.
Well, we're going to get to that. That is a good argument. I mean, you re-sign Kevin Garnett. That is a lot of money.
They
steal Jason Terry. Because, you knew you might lose Ray Allen. So
exactly.
Getting Jason Terry is nice. You know, you re-sign Brandon Bass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jeff Green is going to be, you'll finally get to see the other end of that trade.
Exactly.
And Jeff Green, since Kevin Garnett can now play center, Jeff Green is a nice, young, athletic four who can score himself. You got Avery Bradley. You got Sullinger and that Spadamello. So you got some youth and some
and
size. And with Brandon Bass, I mean, they ready. I mean, you still got Doc Rivers there. And, they played well.
Rondo.
Yeah, maybe they got a chip on their shoulder.
Telling you. Had Ray Allen gone back, Boston would have been the favorites, in my opinion, to win the East.
Yeah, they would have been favored. But the team that arguably has had the best offseason is full-on Brooklyn Nets.
Oh, excuse me, Brooklyn. I'm sorry, y'all.
We can't call them.
Jersey.
Brooklyn?
Brooklyn in the house. Jigger, that nigga Jigger.
Yep. That nigga Jigger got his back in Brooklyn, brought him a team to Brooklyn. Yeah, he locked onto an owner with fat pockets.
I will give them some props. They made some nice moves. The big domino fell, and then as usual, once the big fish goes, then all the small fish start to go off too. So Darren Williams, said that he was very close to signing with Dallas, but they pulled Brooklyn pulled off quite a trade to get Joe Johnson and his terrible contract. I really like him as a player, but as far as for that money, I don't know about that one. But considering what they gave up, though, I mean, you just gave up a bunch of scraps you really didn't want. Because I mean, granted they were expiring contracts, but you're going to a new stadium. You're moving to a new city. You got an owner who wants to spend money. You want to get the fans pumped. So, in order to do that, you got to bring some big-name players, make some big moves, and so far that's what they've done. They added Joe Johnson, and from there, Darren Williams decided, hey, that'd be a great backcourt, and in all honesty, you could argue right now that's arguably the best backcourt in the league.
Yes,
you can. Joe Johnson back there, they re-signed Gerald Wallace, 4 years, $40 million, which that's a lot of money, but like I said, they owner
got a lot of money to spend.
He got money to spend. I wouldn't pay him that much. I wouldn't pay him for that long.
I don't know what happened in the offseason. It was all this lockout last year, complaining about money, and we keep overpaying, and blah, blah, blah. Dude.
And they're doing it again.
Everybody, yes, it hadn't stopped. It clearly hadn't stopped.
And in my opinion, it got
clearly, players are not going to turn on that money. And as you can see, there will always be a team, no matter how shitty the contract is, there will always be a team who will take on that contract. Joe Johnson, who the hell wanted Joe Johnson's contract? You was like, oh, he signed this deal, he's stuck.
Danny Ferry was smiling when somebody offered him to take off that deal off his hands.
Yeah, and we'll just take the money. That's basically all they did. Like, we'll just take all the cap space.
Yeah, we'll just take all the cap space, which in my opinion was smart for them
because
they still got to keep their pieces.
It worked out well. You got Farmar, Petro, Anthony Morrow, who is a nice shooter.
You still got to keep Teague. Still got Horford and Josh Smith and Pachulia. So, I mean, they still have pieces. So
yeah, and then for New Jersey, then you have to give up Marshawn Brooks.
Yeah, that was smooth.
I
really thought they were going to have to give him up to get Joe Johnson, but they pulled it off to not have to give him up, and that was a nice save for them.
Yeah, it seems to be the key with a lot of these big players. Now with the new CBA, a lot of them are opting out and just being a free agent because you get the extra years. The team that has your bird rights has a fifth year, which was a key piece in Darren Williams staying in New Jersey. Dallas could not offer that extra year and $20-plus million.
Yeah.
And who's going to turn down an extra $20 million?
Oh, I'm
not I, said the cat.
Not I.
These teams, that's probably why a lot of these guys just start trading and get them early because they can offer them the most money. But Brooklyn, yeah, I don't know when I'm gonna start seeing Brooklyn. I'm trying to force it. Like I'm still just want to see New Jersey.
You feel me? That's how I am. But I like what they've done. Me personally, I think they should just start building, you know, adding role players at this point. You know, I like what they've done so far. I like the trade that they made to get Reggie Evans. Personally, this starting five that they could have, you have Brook Lopez, you have Reggie Evans, who I think would complement Brook Lopez very well, considering Brook Lopez isn't the best rebounder or, you know.
Yeah, he can score.
He blocks shots, but he don't rebound very well. Reggie Evans is, he does the dirty work. He hustles, he bangs. So I think he'd be a good compliment. Then you have Jared Wallace at the three, Joe Johnson and Darren Williams. To me, that's a very formidable starting five. They gave that European guy that mid-level.
Yeah.
And you still have Marshawn Brooks off the bench, and you add role players around that. And I think that New Jersey, if they – considering, I don't know what else they're going to move, whatever moves they'll make, but they could be dangerous this upcoming season.
Yeah, I mean, they could even get scarier because we still haven't talked about the big indecisive Dwight Howard just flipping and flopping.
All right, go ahead, brother.
Dude,
go off on him. Go off. Crispy,
yeah,
wait.
He gets the what the fuck moment for me right now because all of this would be for naught. I mean, granted, New Jersey still has a chance to get him. If Orlando wants Brook Lopez and Chris Humphries and Marshawn Brooks.
I heard Orlando doesn't want Chris Humphries, though.
No, I don't blame him. I wouldn't want Chris Humphries either. You had it all. Man, the whole blackmail shit came out, and he was trying to use the Players Association, saying they coerced him into signing that. Man, come on. The ball was in your court. How do they blackmail you? Like, we're not going to – dude, you're going to be a free agent. We're going to say, we're going to send you here. Dude, I can go wherever the fuck I want to go. And they had cap room. It's different if you want to go to – it's like I want to go to the Lakers, but the Lakers can't sign me in the offseason, so I need a trade to go there. Which he said he don't want to go there anyway. I want to go to New Jersey. Guess what? In the offseason, they have the money to sign your ass.
And Darren Williams.
And might have still pulled off the motherfucking
trade
Joe
for Joe Johnson.
I mean, who fucking up? But come on. Really? Like, as much as we crapped on LeBron James and how he handled free agency, he was good. He just bombed the ending.
Yeah, all he really did was just pretty much just like you said. He just bombed the ending.
Yeah. This motherfucker from jump.
Dwight Howard's just been a moron.
Yeah, sources said, you should have done this take last year. I want to go to New Jersey.
And left it at that. They already had a deal pretty much set with Brook Lopez and some picks going over. It could have been a done deal.
Yeah, learn from these people. You've seen Carmelo and all the drama he went through by saying, I want to go to New York and New York only, and I'm not signing. You see how that shit worked out? It didn't work out for him at all.
Nope.
He got hated on. What worked out is he got to New York. That's the only shit that worked out, and he got to keep that nice fat paycheck for the CBA. So I guess on that end it worked.
Is now.
Right, but I mean, shit. Right now it's almost like the Nuggets can beat the Knicks.
Oh, easily. I will always pick the Nuggets over there.
Come on. So it's funny, and the two people who were doing it right are the motherfucking point guards, Chris Paul, Darren Williams. I'm opting out at the end of my contract because financially it's just better.
Yep.
And that's it. I'm opting out. Even Darren Williams was like, you know what, if New Jersey, if y'all get it cracking and you get some players, I'm willing to stay.
And they
But right, but we'll see. But I am going to be a free agent, so that's it. I'm not talking about it. Ain't nothing to talk about.
And you saw that nobody brought it up.
Nope. Even with LeBron, everybody was talking about it, but he wasn't bringing it up. He's just like, wait till
it was just like, where is he going to go? That was everybody's question. Oh, where's LeBron going to go? Is he going to leave? You know, it wasn't like, oh, he's wishy-washy and he said this and blah, blah, blah.
No,
LeBron just kept his mouth shut, didn't say anything about what his plans were. You know, like you said, he just botched the ending.
But this dude, I mean, one,
Ray Howard's been stupid.
I don't know who's your handlers. Who are your people that at least couldn't advise you, like, this sounds like it's a stupid move, dude. If you really want to leave. Now, if you want to stay in Orlando, then just still opt out and sign a longer-term deal.
I want to know who all these young cats' handlers are, because a lot of them just do some dumb stuff.
Right. Do you know what you want to do? Won't you just say it's about the money? Because that's what it is to me. That's what these teams offer. And this is what he wanted and what all these other guys want. I'm stuck on Team A, who I don't like. I want to go to Team B. If I decide to go to Team B as a free agent, I can't make the most money because my team that I'm leaving could offer me the most money. But if you trade me to Team B and I opt out, then they can give me that extra year. I mean, you see it with Darren Williams. That extra 20 made a difference.
Yep.
You're going to see it with Chris Paul. You know, there was always a rumor that when Joe Johnson and them got traded, when they made the trade, Atlanta was like, bye, we got Horford and Teague. Come on home. Come on, Dwight Howard. Oh, and Chris Paul going to be a free agent. That's even fun. As soon as the Joe Johnson trade went, people out here were scared to death. If I'm going to go to Atlanta, team up with Dwight Howard and Josh Smith, I guess what should have happened last year with fucking he goes to New Jersey, Dwight Howard signs with Dan Williams, bow. It's laid out for you.
I'm
Stephen
just
A.
like,
Smith.
Man, if I'm Dwight Howard, why wouldn't you want to go home?
Yeah, Steve Smith chewed his ass out.
You could team up with Horford and Josh Smith, one of your best friends, and have honestly one of the best defensive front courts in the league.
Yeah, it's you know
done.
This is my question with Dwight Howard. The only team he has really verbally come out or whatever and said he wants to go to is New Jersey. He said he ain't want to go to L.A. He don't want to go to Atlanta. He don't want to go to Houston.
I don't know if he want to go to Dallas.
He said he ain't want to go there either. Now what?
He don't want to go to Bulls.
Right.
Derrick Rose said he ain't want that no
way. Right. He don't want to go to Chicago. So if the New Jersey thing doesn't fall through, then what? I mean, of course, guys will still listen. You know, you don't want to go Golden State. Golden State will trade for him in Reno. He don't want to go there neither. Like, what the fuck? And you had the chance to go there. You could have went to fucking New Jersey on your own. Sign for 4 years, and then when it's on that fifth year, then you just re-up. And make more money. What the
And now his image is starting to just plummet.
Dude,
really
I don't even know if you want him on the team. I don't know if I want him to be my leader. He's indecisive. He can't make up his mind. He can't make up his mind when he clearly wants to leave. If everything is true and you wanted out of Orlando, you had your ticket. Trade me to New Jersey or I'm bouncing. And you get nothing.
Exactly.
If you want to be an ass like that, then just do that. But, you know, there's rumors of him going everywhere. But we'll get to that in a second. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we will come back and talk about the other side, the Western Conference. The LA Lakers had a point guard.
Yeah.
Are they better than Oklahoma City now?
Are they better than the Clippers? How about
that? Ooh, good question. We will find out. We'll be discussing that in a little bit. You're listening to the Brother Lane Sports Happy Hour.
Yeah, be cook, be cook, because I'm paranoid. Be cook, be cook, because I'm paranoid. Be cook, be cook, because I'm paranoid. Hey, hey. Yeah, no boundaries, no borders. We crossing many waters. Them haters can't ignore us. The government record us. They used to take our sons and think it's fun to rape our daughters. No, our healthcare system pitiful. That's how hospitals profitable. They try to put the drugs inside of you. A lot of you say that you going down 2 months. So why pay? That's not logical. See the bullshit that they try to pull? Whoa, they tapping laptops like a bad plot out of bad movie. Obama say it ain't so. In a perfect world, coalition and the willing is really coalition and the rainbow. Who the enemy? Who the friend in need? How do you choose your target? Who you ain't for?
what you aim for? Damn, still running with the race, but I'm running out of pace so fast, just the last gotta let it go. Wondering in my concentration on the race misplaced, on your mark, set, ready to go. Evolutionary flow, every luminary glow, any show with the revolution, never know. Oh, blah. Shot to make you famous, we're in your face with bangers. About to face some danger, I just misplaced my anger. The violence entertained us, rappers took the place of singers. Mama said, don't talk to strangers, don't talk to strangers.
Gotta let the people know from the get-go, Bun B is a product of the ghetto. Good or bad, man, I just can't let go. No, I ain't a rich man, but I'm still set, though. And I'm still on the grind trying to get dough. Why the government wanna keep me a dead foe? They wanna keep me a dead foe. Look at AIG and the bailout. Stepping on the fish just so you can help the whale out. Got his ass on the shit, I say tail out. Need another job like a paper or a mail route. Bring a fresh vest in, take the stale out. Make it rain DC and I'ma pull a pail out. Man, I'ma pull a pail out. You know what I'm saying? Cause I'm stuck in the mud like a tractor. I ain't got a lie, plus I'm not a good actor. Bullshit laws that they enact her. Keep us locked out the big game in the back, bruh. I got sacked now, I gotta get a sack to make ends meet cause the money is a factor. Oh yeah, the money is a factor. So used to be hot, now your boy just cold. Gotta build my bread up in my muscle. Haters talk down, sometimes it's a tussle. But the smoke gon' clear and the dust don't settle. Now it's like Def Jam with no Russell. Like Def Jam with no Russell. We gon' be alright though.
Shot to make you famous. We're in your face.
Welcome back everybody to the Buzz Olympus Sports Happy Hour. You can find the podcast on our website, www.blackisonline.com. You can also find the Happy Hour on Stitcher Radio and iTunes. You guys want to give us a call, leave us questions that you guys want us to answer, let us know your opinions on stuff, email the show, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter, @brotherslayman, or you can call the Happy Hour at 323-455-4219.
Hit us up. Any questions, comments y'all want to make, you know, anything y'all want to know, we'll gladly get back at you.
And now back to our city, Land O' Lakes. Yeah, let's start with the team.
Land O' Clips.
We're going to see whose team. This is going to be a fight. It's going to be great this season coming into L.A. for basketball. So we'll start with the guys who've been running the show, the Lakers. Pulled off a big splash.
Ray Allen was the big news today, yesterday, and on 4th of July, news was Mr. Nash.
Yes, man. Mr. I can shoot everything well.
I love Steve Nash. Don't get me wrong. I love Steve Nash, but I just don't like this move for the Lakers.
Yeah, I mean, they did a sign and trade with Phoenix, 3 years, $27 million. Lakers had to give up their trade exception that they got in the Odom trade, 2013-2015 first-round picks, and 2013-2014 second-round. So basically
four picks. Four young dudes to get old.
They don't play young dudes. But, yeah, they're in win-now mode. It was all about we need to get younger. Well, as of right now, that didn't happen.
Their biggest weakness, youth and athleticism. And they just gave it away to get older.
I have to give respect to Robert Sarver. I know I've complained about some of the moves he's done over the years in Phoenix, but this was a real class act. He was not feeling – both of them weren't feeling the move to the Lakers. You know, I know Steve Nash talked to Kobe and warmed up to it. You know, and he decided to trade him to a rival team. You know, but for Nash, he said it was all, you know, the biggest thing for him was being close to his family.
Yep.
And he asked the owner about it. And, I mean, the Lakers gave him what he wanted. It wasn't like it was a damn favor. I mean, he was like, well, give me them picks. You know, you can always flip those later. But, I mean, that was a class move by the owner. I have to give him some love on that. He didn't have to at all. He could have been like, I don't care.
Huh? You know, Steve, good things happen to good people. Steve Nash has been, a class act himself throughout his whole career. You know, you never heard him having any kind of problems whatsoever on or off the court. He reps his country well. He's a Canadian. He reps that country to the fullest. And, you know, he plays the game the way it's supposed to be played. And guys like that, you know, you treat them well.
Right. You know, I'm happy for him. He'll get to come here. And, I mean, I'll speak on the positives first. I mean,
this was the Lakers' weakest position by far.
Oh, without
question. They were almost dead last in points at the position, I think fourth to the bottom in assist. You're getting a great shooter, guy who shoots, what, 50%, at least 50 from the field, 40 from three, 90 from free throw line. He's a great distributor. He's one of the better distributors in the game.
He's
getting a guy, he can create for himself, so it's not all on Kobe. You got a guy who's basically added the best ball handler on your team now, a guy with the best court vision. Now you got a guy who's probably your best free throw shooter. You know, get on the pick and roll. Offensively, this dude is awesome.
Yeah.
He will make everybody better. That's what he does. And he can be the good cop to Kobe's bad cop. He is a leader. He knows how to win. You just – them kind of guys you want on your team. So, on that end, Lakers should be happy that offensively they should be a lot better. But, like you said, this doesn't answer the we have no bench problem.
Oh,
it doesn't
no
answer
bench.
The we can't guard Tony Parker and Russell Westbrook.
Not at all.
You know, and we're just assuming that they're going to – the offense is going to run better. This is going to be on Kobe as far as the players to make it work. You know, he's saying all the right things. I know he's happy. He's a smart dude. He has a great basketball IQ, so he knows this guy will make things easier for him. He doesn't have to be on the ball as much. Maybe he'll get him easier shots. You know, but will we see this? Kobe's never had a point guard. He's been – L.A. hasn't had a point guard who can average double-digit assists since Magic left.
Correct.
So that kind of excitement and fast break, you know, it is exciting for L.A. because it has that like, we might have to get some showtime back. But unfortunately, he's the only person on your team who can run. Your team is a half-court team. And you bought a fast-breaking point guard in. Now, he will get you more fast-break points, but, I mean, who he throwing it to?
And my whole argument is they have no bench. I mean, you have no bench. Steve Blake, your sixth man. Your bench doesn't scare me at all.
Hell no.
Whatsoever. And, I mean, I don't know. This move made no sense to me, Steve Nash, you know. I love him as a player, but he's 37 years old. He's a defensive liability. You know, for the fast point guards that are out there in the West, I mean, the point guards you just mentioned, not to mention Chris Paul, you know, not to mention Portland just picked a new point guard for them in the first round.
Yeah, defensively.
Sacramento has Isaiah Thomas as fast point guards. So, I mean, they really didn't solve their issue when it comes to being able to stop these quicker point guards. They got older. You lose your draft picks again. I don't know how many draft picks they're going to end up losing. And now there's this talk about them getting Dwight Howard.
That is a good question. Who would you rather have? Should they make a move for Dwight Howard? Now Dwight Howard has said he's not coming to L.A. He's not staying. But if you were the Lakers, would you take a risk on if it happens? They need something else besides buying them. And now that you gave away your picks, I don't see how that's going to happen. But would you trade Bynum for Dwight Howard?
Very tough call. Yes, if I'm able to at least get some players from Orlando that can fill out my bench. So, which would mean they probably would need to take Bynum. They want to throw him in, but I, if I'm Orlando, I'm not taking him back. And possibly, I hate to say it, but possibly Gasol too.
Yeah, that is a lot.
It's a lot to give up, but I mean, if you really want Dwight Howard, like you just said, they really don't have any first round picks anymore. So I mean, those assets are gone. Your trade exception is gone. All you have is players now. You really don't have anything outside of that of value, and the contracts that they have are awful.
Yes.
So I mean, I'm not trading you Dwight Howard for Andrew Bynum and Metta World Peace. straight up. That's just not going to happen.
No, you don't trade a number one for a number two straight up.
Not
I'm
at
not
all.
I'm not trading the best center in the league for the second best center in the league straight up. They're both in the same. They're both in the same situation. They both. This is the last year of their contracts for both of them. There's no guarantee. There's no guarantee Bonham was going to sign with the Lakers. We don't know if he signed an extension yet. And if I'm the Lakers, I don't know. Now I know that they want to roll with who they got now. I can see that. Like, hey, now that we have Steve Nash, and of course it's L.A. It's about the name.
Yeah.
If Raymond Sessions was balling, if Raymond Sessions had a name, then we'd be like, well, maybe they should keep him. But Ramon Sessions, he ain't known like that. So Steve Nash.
Ramon Sessions is known to real baseball fans. I mean, basketball fans. But.
Yes, basketball fans know. But same thing, like, we don't remember Trevor Ariza. Nobody outside of L.A. was like, Trevor Ariza.
Exactly.
But we all know. Ron Artest met a world peace.
Yeah.
I'm unsure about this if I'm the Lakers. They have to flip Gasol. To me. I know they want to keep Gasol. I understand why they feel like that, because he's a good big man. And you have the 2 7-footers. He's a good passer, he's a great scorer. But he does not fit their offense, unless their offense is going to change, which it will have to with Steve Nash somewhat. But they don't throw it to their bigs like that. They don't feed the bigs like that. Kobe gets fed. They don't feed the bigs.
Well, the point
and
is,
if you
Nash,
want
like Nash, you should feed the bigs.
Right, and if you bring and here's the funny thing: Andrew Bynum is offensively better than Dwight Howard. So. You're telling me that you would get rid of the better offensive center, bring in Dwight Howard, and then give him the ball more? Like, he's going to get 15, 16 shots? Why don't you do that with Andrew Bynum? Bynum, you know, will score. Bynum is not as crappy on the line as Dwight Howard.
Just think a lot of people are tired of his attitude.
And I get that, but, I mean, shit, ain't like Dwight Howard's doing a good job right now either. Look, I get that. He feel like he's a kid mature. That's partially why I feel like you need to trade Gasol. If you're going to have a big like that, you need to feed him. You had Shaq. You had Kareem. You had Wilt. These dudes demanded touches, like 15, 20 touches.
Even Shaq.
Yeah. I mean, Shaq, you giving him the damn ball. Give him the ball. You are feet. If he ain't getting 20 shots, he's gonna get up in your face and be like, "Why the fuck you ain't passing me the ball?
Exactly.
Give me the rock." And Andrew Bynum, I think, can be like that. Sometimes he's been like that. But Gasol's not gonna want to just stand there and shoot jumpers all day. He's not trying to be Chris Bosh. You know, I'm gonna stand out here and shoot. You gonna make him shoot threes. You don't want him shooting threes. He needs to go somewhere where the ball is going to move.
Yeah.
Now, if Andrew Bynum wasn't in the post and it was he and Gasol and Nash, that ball would be moving. That ball would be moving all over the damn court. But it's not. Because Kobe is a ball stopper. Andrew Bynum hasn't figured out. He's not good at passing out the post yet. If he gets the ball, it's just staying in there. He's not passing it like that. I feel bad if I was a Lakers fan. Like, I groomed this dude. I went through all the growing pains with this dude, and then he leave. You know, I guess that's how chicks feel when they get an ugly guy as a dude, and they fix him up and make him all nice looking. And then now that you did that, he leave and go and find somebody else. So I don't know. You know, I mean, Dwight Howard acting like he don't want to be here. I'm like, well, F you too. And you can't say, well, it's about building for the future in youth, because isn't Andrew Bynum younger than Dwight Howard? So it's not like, well, it's an age thing. Look, it isn't. It's an attitude. Plus, I need to know both of these motherfuckers is healthy. You don't, you know, back injuries in the NBA are scary.
Yeah, they are.
Some dudes have them, and that's it. You never get rid of them. So I don't know. You know, and Andrew Bynum, he finally had his first healthy season. Now he's going to get a full-on 82-game schedule with more shot attempts. You know, can he hold up? But, yeah, as Washington Lakers, Trey Gasol, for his sake and yours, you know, stop that. We got 2 7-footers. You don't use them. Stop acting like you go in the post all fucking day. You got one dude taking 30 shots, and the two bigs barely get 15 total. I mean, come the fuck on. Stop acting like, what's he going to do, get more touches? You got Steve Nash. You got a dude who shoots 50% and gets to the line and shoots threes. I want him shooting the ball, too.
I digress.
Yeah. But now with the other team in the building.
I like what they've done.
Nice. Re-signed Chauncey Billups for a year.
Got Jamal Crawford.
3 years, 15. Now, that's a deal. That's called good management. Jamal Crawford could have got $8, $9, $10 million easy. The way this market has been going, with all these motherfuckers getting money thrown at them, but you know, getting him for $5 million a year, nice. Everybody's talking about the Lakers.
They traded for Crybaby Odom.
Yep, they got Odom. I mean, come on. So there you go. You got Chris Paul, Chris Paul, Chauncey Billups, Caron Butler. You probably got a better Blake Griffin and DeAndre Jordan. And you got a bench.
Crawford and Odom off the bench, and Eric Bledsoe.
Come on, they'll probably re-sign another big. I heard Ryan Hollins will sign another big. Come on. And they got the better bench.
Yeah, I think they've overtaken the Lakers as far as the best team in L.A. I'm sorry. They have.
So who do you think? So you feel like as of going in right now, what they got going into next season,
Clippers are the better team. Yes, sir.
Ooh, I can't wait.
You
heard it.
In my opinion, Vinny Del Negro and Mike Brown really ain't much difference between the two as far as I'm concerned. They're both halfway decent coaches, but I don't know if any of them can get you over that hump.
Yeah, they're both offensively challenged coaches.
But,
you know,
Vinny Del Negro has much more to work with than Mike Brown. And if Vinny Del Negro can't do anything this, oh, man, please, yeah, yes.
Well, I put it like
just
this.
Look at the team. Okay, let's match him up. Let's match him up. You got Bynum, fine. He take him over to DeAndre Jordan. Okay, fine. Gasol and Blake, who you taking? Blake Griffin, yes.
That's hard. That one's closer, but more than likely, I don't know. I think I would give Blake the edge just because of his youth and experience.
I'm sure most Laker fans would go ahead and say Gasol, whatever. That's fine.
And we remember them, too, where he yammed on them twice. And those were not offensive fouls. He dunked on that motherfucker something sick.
And then you got Caron Butler and Meta World Peace. I'm taking Caron, a healthy Caron Butler.
Yeah, that was almost washed. But, yeah,
I mean,
Kobe
and Chauncey Billups. I mean, there's no question, of course.
Right.
And then you have
Steve Nash,
Chris Paul, and Steve Nash. And Steve Nash is already on record saying that Chris Paul is better. So you have three out of the five positions that are
right.
That are, you know,
right.
Whatever,
so
are in favor of the Clippers.
All right,
then
you go to
let's
the
go to bench. Let's go to bench. The Lakers have Steve Blake.
Got
to resign
Devin Ebanks.
Devin Ebanks, who was restricted. You have Andrew Gawlak. And you have
Josh McRoberts. Yeah. You know,
okay. And now let's flip over to the Clippers side. You have Jamal Crawford. When Jamal Crawford alone just kills the Lakers bench already by himself. Then you add Odom. Really, the former Laker who created one of the best front courts ever in NBA history with the 3 7-footers. Well, now he can take it over to the other L.A. team, and they can have damn near 3 7-footers. Scary, right?
Yeah.
And then you got Eric Bledsoe, who showed in the playoffs that he's coming into his own.
Yep.
So, bench-wise, it's a landslide. And like I said, the coaches, you're pretty much equal. So, I got to give it to the Clippers. I got to.
Yeah, and look at the record-wise. I mean, Clippers finished one game behind the Lakers, and that was like a whole half season without Chauncey Billups.
Exactly.
I mean, they kept it close. I mean, man, point, I got to give me some tickets.
Oh, yeah.
Clippers going to now they're going to be even more off the hook. The Clippers need to do what they need to do. Don't be fucking around. Blake Griffin, come back. You know, I heard Paul is, you know, he's setting up workouts for the team, trying to get everybody together. So all that sounds like good news for Clipper fans.
Definitely.
You know, he will be the most wanted player in the free agency. Not you, Dwight Howard. Not you next year. No.
Or you, Paul, find him.
Yeah, Chris Paul is going to be the top prospect. Going to
and
the
when,
same height.
When that domino falls, the rest of y'all will find your way.
Donald Sterling, get ready to fork over that five-year, $100 million contract.
Get ready, brother.
You know,
if you don't,
Blake Griffin,
if you don't, somebody else will.
Yeah, Blake Griffin shows some couple post moves, showing what's up. Now, let me ask you this, since this has been rumored. Do the Clippers want Dwight Howard? And would you give up Griffin and DeAndre Jordan for Dwight Howard?
If I'm the Clippers, no. Hell no, I'm not. I'm not. Well, yes, I could give up Dwight Howard, you know, get Dwight Howard and give you Blake Griffin and DeAndre Jordan. But I get Dwight Howard and now I have a hole at the four position.
Yeah.
Granted, Dwight Howard is a very good defender, but so is DeAndre Jordan. That's what he's known for, his defense.
Yeah,
so he keep in mind, DeAndre Jordan came out after 1 year of college. He's still only like 23 years old. He has plenty of time to develop. And Blake Griffin's only like, what, 22?
Yeah, Blake Griffin's going into his full-on playing third year.
They have youth on their side. Plus, they're you know, as far as injuries go, yeah, they've been nicked up, but besides Blake Griffin's, you know, major injury in his rookie year, he showed he's been pretty relatively healthy throughout the rest of his career. And DeAndre Jordan's had his, you know, his nicks and bruises here, but he's been relatively healthy. So
yeah.
I built around those guys. They're your young guys.
Yeah, I would too. You know what? It's hard. If this wasn't, I could see them going for Dwight Howard because it's the bigger name and it's Dwight Howard. But it's hard when you got Dwight Howard should be coming into his prime soon, but you got a Blake Griffin who's not in his prime yet.
And just from a marketing standpoint, I'm not giving him up. You have him in a city, Los Angeles, probably one of the most diverse cities in the world. We have everything here and a mixture of everything here, and he's a mixer. Black and white.
Yeah.
And that it appeases to people.
Yeah, he caught on fire early.
You know,
I mean,
and that sells.
He's a star.
And you got these guys, you know, mixed kids or whatever, won't be like Blake Griffin.
Plus, he wanted to be here. He came, he wanted to be here, folks. Dwight Howard, if he ain't want to play for the Lakers, why would he want to play for the Clippers? I mean, let's be honest. If he did not
want
to play for
the Lakers. I don't want him.
Yeah, look, if you don't want to go to the team that when you look up in the rafters, all you see is Hall of Fame centers, why would I want to go to the other Lake team? Why wouldn't go to one who don't really have no jerseys up there? So you know what? F him. I got Blake Griffin. He's growing. He's a star, period.
Yep.
It ain't like I need to sell tickets. This dude sells tickets on his own.
Like the same thing with Jeremy Lin in New York. They ain't giving that fool up. He sells.
Yeah, man. Speaking of Jeremy Lin, that's a
stupid
expensive
money.
Option.
That's. I read your tweet, and I'm with you for a month of good play. He got paid.
Yeah, that's like me going to work. I mean, like I put in a good 6 months of work, and I'm only making let's say $40,000 a year. Now you're gonna sign me to a six-figure, $200,000 deal, a salary. Thank you. Yes, I will take that. Like, come on. He was making minimum. I don't even know if he was making $1 million.
One of the most fucked up things is, and a lot of people probably don't remember, he was on Houston's team.
Yep.
And now y'all had him for nothing. And now, you know, now he blew up. Now y'all want to just toss the money at him. It's like, oh my God. And I heard the GM's comment, oh, he was such an awesome player when he was here. Why'd y'all let him go? And now y'all traded all your point guards, and so now y'all got no point guards.
Yeah.
Why? If he was so good, why'd y'all let him go?
Yeah, that's a crazy pay. He's getting $10 million the first 2 years, and then $9 million each the last 2 years.
Stupid.
But the fourth is the team option, so that's not bad. But they are trying to do all these poison pill, quote unquote poison pill contracts. But I mean, come on, you go
4 years, 30. 4 years, 30 for Jeremy Lin.
Yeah,
the
who
turnover
came out of nowhere.
From Jeremy Lin.
Now, the first couple of years, he ain't making a lot, but still, that's gonna hurt. But working in the Knicks' favor,
let him go.
Yeah, working in the Knicks' favor though, you getting Jason Kidd to back him up. I was actually shocked he went, but he is saying he's down to mentor Jeremy Lin. Jeremy Lin from California. So is Jason Kidd.
Yeah.
You know, and let's be honest, the New York Knicks have more talent on their team right now than Dallas. So he said, I'm going to the Knicks. You know, he knows what he played in around New Jersey. He knows what's up. He was going to roll with Darren Williams until they threw every damn thing at, on that team.
Exactly.
But he's going to be nice. I think Kim backing up Jeremy Lin, that position is solid right now. Because you got good guy and you got a veteran who's played with Tyson Chandler. So you got another guy with a ring. You know, and those dudes should make them better. So, you know, we'll see. But it looks like New York is going to match it. You still got
they should. Once again, from a marketing standpoint.
Yeah, that's half the reason they don't match it.
Yeah, he sells. Brother sells.
So
he did show some skill. I'm not going to say he sucked. It's not like he was just, just because he was Asian. No, he was good.
Yeah.
He balled. He was just turnover prone a little bit for my taste. But,
right. But having kids there.
But, it was his first year on the big stage. You know what
right.
I mean? A lot of guys can't play at Madison Square Garden. And he was balling at Madison Square. So it looks like he's not afraid of the bright lights. He got a little nicked up towards the end of the year. So we'll see what happens when he comes into this coming season. But can't get a better mentor than Jason Kidd. You know, granted, he is, you know, about to be 40 years old, but he can still play at a relatively high level. So I think he'd be the perfect mentor for him.
Oh, no, that was a good move by the Knicks.
Oh, yeah, smooth.
So who's the better New York team? Manhattan or Brooklyn?
You know what? Right now?
Yeah. Not with if they get Dwight Howard, because then, of course, it's obvious. But who would you right now?
Right now?
Yes, assuming all of these
man.
Moves and stuff go through.
You know what? I'm going to have to say Brooklyn.
Ooh.
And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
I like what New York, the Knicks have done, but Brooklyn to me has just, they have two key pieces that I feel you need in order to win a title. You need a very solid point guard, which they have one of the best.
Yeah.
And you need a guy who can put up points, which they have one of the better scoring guards in the league.
Right.
You have a center who can score. Granted, like I said, he's not the best rebounder, but he
right.
has proven he can block shots and he can score. So you can put a guy like Reggie Evans next to him, who does the dirty work, cleans the glass, you know, does the little things. And then you have a guy like Jared Wallace, who's a very good defender. You know, you have your backcourt is filled of two guys who are very unselfish. Both have average, you know, Joe Johnson averages, you know, almost over 5-6 assists a season. Then you got Darren Williams, who's averaging way over 10 assists a game. So ball movement will never be an issue. You still have Marshawn Brooks, who can come off the bench. And you just added that European guy. I really don't know much about him, but from what I've heard, he's a very good shooter, which will help them spread the floor. You know, they maybe add a couple pieces in throughout the rest of the offseason. And there you go. But from right now, I like Brooklyn. You know, New York, yeah, they have Carmelo, but we've all heard my past podcast rant on him. He's a ball stopper. You know, I really don't like him there, you know, as a fit. You know, Amare really hasn't been the same since he left Steve Nash. Tyson Chandler is just a lob guy in dunks. He really doesn't have any offensive game. Jeremy Lin still remains to be seen if he can really replicate what he did last season. You have Baron Davis, who's old. You have Mike Bibby, who was old. You know, I don't think either one of them
going to be on the team.
You know, Iman Shumpert, I like him, but he's coming back off a major knee surgery, major knee injury, so you don't know. Tony Douglas has been, ever since his rookie season. So they have some pieces, but I don't know where their direction's going. Like, Brooklyn, I can see their direction. I see where they're headed. They're like, you know what? We have two stars right now. You know, if we can add a third one, cool. But right now, I think they could just roll out what they got and be good. New York, they need some work. They're going to need some work before they get
Yeah, because, I mean, you almost have they got – it depends if you think Dan Williams, Joe Johnson, Jared Wallace is better than Carmelo, Amare, and Tyson Chandler. And then outside of that, you know, you got they other guys versus, you know, Brooklyn's other guy. It's close. My edge, I don't know. But the thing is, if I'm looking at the game, the deciding factor would be Amare. Because Dan Williams is going to win. He going to beast on that end. This is going to be Joe Johnson is a scorer. And he's going to go off. And like you said, I was going to say Shumpert. But, you know, if Shumpert's not healthy, then that just cancels that. Don't know what they're going to re-sign J.R. Smith. And they might lose Landry Fields to Toronto. You can put Jared Wallace on Carmelo. Make
Lock
that tough
up.
For him. Mm-hmm. You know, Lopez is going to... He should be able to score, but, you know, I could totally see Tyson Chandler just shutting him down. I'm just happy that – not I'm happy. I'm sure David Stern is happy. The two biggest markets now have two teams who are all playoff-type teams and look like second-round-type teams.
At least.
Yeah. At least. You're like, wow. All right.
Yeah, New York and L.A.
Yeah. Four teams of them with them stars.
He's loving it.
Yeah, he is loving it. I think Brooklyn is a tad bit better right now. And if they get Dwight Howard, we might have to say Miami might get bumped. Now, maybe not next season, but if they do end up getting Dwight Howard, and the owner doesn't care. I mean, granted, he might care in a few years.
But he wants to win.
Yeah, because I read he might pay like a shitload in luxury tax. Like $100 million plus in luxury tax. Yeah, he can afford it. But, you know, I don't see him taking that hit that long. I think he'll do this, you know.
It's like, he's going to, you know, that $100 million comes out, but think of how much money he does make.
Yeah.
Revenue and.
Oh, no, if he brings it in, especially if he brings Dwight Howard in, I think the next 3-4 years, he'll be fine paying the luxury tax. But at some point, something's going to happen.
Yeah.
But the next 3-4 years, he's cool, and better watch out, New York. Y'all got Knicks. Y'all got some company.
This free agency period has been insane.
Oh, yeah. We got plenty more to talk about. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Brothers Lamb Sports Happy Hour. Holla!
The time on the world scars my mind. Oh,
everybody, to the Brother Lehman Sports Happy Hour. Tis the season of getting paid if you a free agent in the NBA.
How many max or almost max deals have been tossed out there?
Well,
stupid.
Right. Well, in restricted free agency, the two biggest ones are Roy Hibbert getting a 4-year 58 max deal and Eric Gordon getting a 4-year 58 max deal.
Good now, Lord.
Right. Now, as of these contracts are different than previous, so it's not like 6 years and, you know, all that jazz, but that is a lot of money, though. You're basically paying the guy $14 mil. I mean, Roy Hibbert was putting up 12-8 last year. Didn't make it to the All-Star team. Did step his game up that last year. But that's a lot of money. I don't think they were looking to match. And Eric Gordon just, you know, he's coming off an injury. And now he's looking like he don't want to go back to New Orleans. You know, Phoenix offered him the contract, saying he likes Phoenix and what they about. And
his heart's in Phoenix and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and I can see that, you know, they added Dragic, 4-year 38, 34. And that's 4-year 34, that dude, we were talking about Jeremy Lin, that dude?
You know like, what, though, right. I'll give it to Dragic. Every time he's had to step in for somebody, he's balled. He's never really had an opportunity to start an 82-game season. But even when he was back with Phoenix, he'd have moments where he would have to come in and he would ball. And then he went to Houston, and you saw the times he had to step in from Kyle Lowry, and he balled. And this past season, he just balled. So, I mean, me personally, I don't have an issue with his contract because I think he's going to beast.
Yeah,
I will be picking him on my fantasy team, Mark.
That's a lot of money, though. $6 mil, I can deal with that. But almost $8 mil, man, shit. $8-9 million,
I mean,
that is a lot.
It's a lot, but, I mean, Houston's paying a Sheik, what? Amir Sheik is getting,
three-year
25?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Gordon Dragic is better than that.
Yeah, and, you know, I know they signed Phoenix also threw some money at Michael Beasley, 3-year 18 mil, which is not bad.
And I think he's going to a team where he can fit. I think he's a good fit there.
Yeah. You know, they got Markieff Morris.
Got Gortat still.
Yep.
And the other Lopez brother.
Yep, Jared Dudley. So they got some nice youth there. So I can see why
they got Channing Frye.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. But I'm not, you know, I'm not sure with these dudes with these kind of moves. Like, we know with
And what about Minnesota
Batum
giving all that money to Batum?
Yeah, 4-year, 45 mil, up to 50 mil with incentives. And he wants to go there and not return. What would you do with this in this position, being a GM? I mean, you've got a guy who's restricted free agents. You want to sign him. You know, he isn't probably not worth it. He's like, I don't want to really pay the max for this guy. And somebody offers him a max deal. And he said he don't want to come back. Did you try to sign a trade, or do you just, like, you know what, I don't really give a fuck. I have the right to keep you, and I'm keeping you.
It's really hard. Because you never want to keep a disgruntled player on your team. You know, especially if you're a team like New Orleans, who's pretty much started from scratch all over again. You know, you the face of your franchise, you just picked him with the number one pick. Do you really want to surround him with, you know, a disgruntled player?
Well, the problem is the face of the franchise is the guy you're thinking about bringing back. Eric Gordon will be the face of the franchise. He'll be the star.
Anthony Davis?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Anthony Davis has the number one pick and you know, all the hype.
He's the brow.
Who's the best player on their team?
Oh, Eric Gordon by far.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. And they got to be like, Eric Gordon, you the dude. You
but
know,
if you got a guy who doesn't want to be there, it's tough, especially when you have these young players. I think it depends. It depends more so on the type of team you have and what's around, where you're surrounded. You know, a veteran team like the Spurs. Would I match it? You damn Skippy, I would. You have veteran leaders there. You got guys who, you know, who probably, you know, be able to talk to him. Say, you know what, dude, look, we're on the verge of good things, and we're on our way. As opposed to a team like New Orleans, you know, they're off to a good start, but you really, you can tell it's going to take some time.
Yeah,
so I really depends on your situation as far as where your team stands. Like the Charlotte Bobcats, yeah, you don't want to go back there.
I mean, they have time since the offer doesn't go through till the 11th anyway, so they got all this extra time to decide what they want to do. At least in New Orleans' standpoint, you did well in the draft. So, you know, you want a city like, if this guy doesn't want to be here, I'll see what I can get for him. And since you wanted to pay him all that money, fine. You know, because that's a lot for a guy who, even though he potentially could be a top three shooting guard in this league, but he can't stay healthy. And
yeah.
That's a big for to give a max contract to a guy who's not that healthy. I'm not sure about that.
Yeah,
so
it's a risky move. It's a risky move.
Right.
And Phoenix has put New Orleans in quite a predicament.
Yeah, it's going to be pressure. Now, with Roy Hibbert, you know, I know they re-signed George Hill to a five-year deal. Roy Hibbert is, you know what? I might actually do that. I wouldn't want to either. You know, but you kind of know you're going to have to pay a premium for size. You just have to hope this guy only gets better.
And my thing is, you know, you see guys like Dwight Howard or Andrew Bynum. These guys are probably going to command, what, 16, 17, 18 million?
Right.
And you can get arguably the third best center in the league for 14. So I'm with you. I if I'm Indiana, I'm matching.
Yeah, and they in a sense have to because they will fall off.
Big time.
Without him. I know he talked about him around with David Aldridge. I think him and David West make a nice 4-5 combo.
Very good.
And
with Danny Granger at the three, that's a nice front court.
Right. Now, I will say this. I'm pretty sure since it is Donnie Walsh who's returning, since Larry Bird's retiring from the position, and Donnie Walsh will be the GM and make the decision, I can totally see them matching it, which they probably will. They're going to look to move Danny Granger. They keep saying, you know, now that they're paying him, I think they'll still want to keep David West. Paul George, and they've been talking about since they got him, is kind of a more of a three.
Well,
I can see them, because it is money. You know, Paul George, if he continues, he's going to be nice. You know, you only signed David West for 2 years. So this is the second year you have to re-sign him.
Oh,
I think Danny Granger makes
trade.
A lot of money. You'll just trade him and get the 2 guard. And if Danny Granger is good, but he hasn't panned out, like they paid him like he's the number one.
And
he hasn't
turned into the player they thought he would.
Right.
He's an all-star, but he's not a superstar.
Right. So they might make to move him. But you know what? I'd re-sign Roy Hibbert.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And Nicholas Batum. Now, he's saying he doesn't want to be in Portland at all. And I know Portland does want to match. His is interesting because Portland, it seems like a decent team. It does all depend if Roy Hibbert matches. I'm pretty sure they backloaded Batum's contract also.
I'm sure.
So, like, once you sign him, then you're not going to sign Batum. But if Indiana keeps Roy Hibbert, which I think they will, I think Portland is going to match.
Do you think they'll work out a sign and trade, though?
I could totally see them not doing that. I could kind of see New Orleans doing it since they got new ownership and are like, well, we're building something new and fresh, and if you don't want to be here, then get your ass out. But Portland, I could totally see them just like, we don't really care. Come back here. We like you. We think you're great, and you should stay here. And that's a lot of money for his ass, too.
Yes, it is.
I mean, he's shown flashes, but he ain't produced yet.
Do you think the Spurs are going to pay him that much?
Hell no, the Spurs aren't going to pay him that much.
They probably saw his asking price and were like, oh, never mind.
Yeah, he's trying to make, the hell, like almost 12 million. Nope, Spurs would have offered him probably $8-9 million. That
right.
Even sounds high.
Yep.
It's probably more around like, all right, we're not giving you Tony Parker money. He's not a $10-plus million player.
No, not at this point.
Not now.
Yet.
I wouldn't do that. I mean, Minnesota, they signed Brandon Roy. Minnesota's trying to make a little run.
I like the moves they're making. They had a Chase Buttinger before the draft. They just signed Brandon Roy. They're trying to sign Nicholas Batum. So they're in a nice spot. They're making some pretty nice moves.
Yeah, they are moving up. I like to see that. I'm happy for that. Rick Adelman, nice pick. Hopefully David Kahn don't screw it up.
Hope not.
So far, so good. But that is a lot of damn money. And, you know, you always got to think long term because you're going to have to pay Rubio.
Oh, yeah. Got to pay him. Got to pay Kevin Love. Well, they already pay Kevin Love. They pay Peklovich.
Yep.
Oh, well, shoot. They locking their guys up. Smart.
Yeah.
Smart moves.
And they'll make some moves.
They still got Wesley Johnson off the bench. Still got – don't they still have Martell Webster?
Yep. I think he's expiring contract.
They got some pieces.
Yeah. And other moves, Philadelphia, amnesty to Elton Brand, final year, $18 million. Let him go.
And sign Nick Young.
Yep. That was nice. A 1 year, $6 million. That's nice. Re-sign Spencer Hall's 2 year, $13 million. They slowly moving. They're trying to move some pieces around.
Lou Williams, go to Chicago.
Yeah, they said they're not re-signing Lou Williams.
Sign with the Bulls, baby. With a winner.
Yeah, I like moves Philly's trying to do. We'll see what happens with Iguodala. But they're a nice young team. And I know Jrue Holiday's going to try to want some money. I know he threw around wanting max money. Like, everybody want max money.
Yeah.
Fucking it up. Kyle Lowry getting traded to Toronto.
Hey, right. Toronto's looking kind of nice too, yeah. Man.
Getting that first-round pick for a first-round pick in Gary Forbes.
They just let Jerry Bayless go, so that means either they're not trading Calderon or they're getting ready to trade him.
Maybe so. And they offered, a 3-year 20 to Landry Fields. And they just, drafted Terrence Ross. You got DeMar DeRozan.
They still got Bargnani. And they got their first-round pick from last year coming on over.
Yeah.
So,
Wayness with Howard Jonas. I can't remember his last name. And he was supposed to be beasting overseas.
Brian Colangelo, he finished his team together. He obviously knows what he's doing. So.
Yeah, they're starting to look. They're building something, a nice little playoff team, too. I mean, getting Kyle Lowry, who was a dang near almost an all-star, a deserved all-star at the point, I mean, that's nice. It might make it easier for Bargnani to get shots. If Jonas comes over and balls like he looked like he can ball, I mean, Toronto might finally be on the upswing.
Uh-oh. Breaking news here, folks.
Uh-oh.
Phoenix Suns withdrew their qualifying offer to Aaron Brooks, making him an unrestricted free agent.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I wondered about that.
He Bulls, get on it. Please.
Nah.
We need a point guard. Get on it.
He's going to Dallas. He should be. Speaking of Dallas, they earned my top pick for the worst team in the offseason. They have struck out on everybody. They wanted Deron Williams. Didn't happen. I don't know about the Dwight Howard, but not getting Deron Williams and figure, oh, we'll just sign Steve Nash. Steve Nash is gone, and you lose Jason Kidd and Jason Terry. Do you think it was smart by Mark Cuban to not, you know, at least bring the team back last year? You starting to regret that?
I don't think so. I think he did the right thing. I mean, look, he cleared cap room. He tried to sign Tyson Chandler back. You know, he offered him the 1 year deal for, I think, $20 million almost or some crazy number like that. You know, he wanted a longer deal. They didn't want to give it to him. So, you know, because they wanted to prepare for Deron Williams, Dwight Howard, Chris Paul being free agents. So as soon as he left, you know, it was only a matter of time before Jason Kidd, I figured, jumped ship. He said he wanted to go wherever Deron Williams went. He went back. You know, I don't think Dallas wanted to pay him as long as New York did for 3 years. I didn't think they wanted to give him that long. I think they probably offered him a 1 year deal. And Jason Terry, you kind of saw the writing on the wall towards the end of the season. You know, with all the rumors of him going to Miami, he just seemed like it was his time to go. So I just think they're rebuilding a little bit. I think they took a swing and they missed on Deron Williams, which, I mean, can't knock them for it. They tried.
No, I don't think he wanted to be like the owner in New Jersey. He felt Tyson Chandler was overpaid, and he is.
Yes.
I think he would offer him around 11, 12 million, and when he got 15 from the Knicks, like, all right, well, I'm not matching that. I think he wanted to, but, you know, with the new CBA and all the changes, I think for him it was about just being able to be flexible.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he took a risk. I think Dirk is loyal, and Dirk's the kind of guy who probably will stay and ride it out because he knows his team is going to try. It's not as if Mark Cuban is just like, I'm not going to pay for anything or I'm not trying. He's trying.
He is.
And he will throw money. He's just not going to throw
stupid money.
Yeah, I think that period is over. I remember he took that contract with Eric Dampier. That took him for, you know, and that zapped all the money he had. It was stuck with bad contracts.
And they're still talking about amnesty and Brendan Haywood.
Yep. So they've been kind of stuck. They'll field a good team.
Yeah, they're still be competitive.
I think they'll try to sign Aaron Brooks. I would. I know they're looking at all the point guards out there.
Ramon
but
says.
I would try to go after Aaron Brooks. I think Delonte West they can bring back and just field a decent team and see who comes out next year. You know, at the end, it'll work because maybe along the line, you'll be able to make a trade and you'll have the cap space to take it in.
Oh, shoot. Maybe y'all sign Dwight Howard.
Maybe so. I mean, in the other small moves, Jameer Nelson's going back to Orlando. Now, that was strange, but
yeah,
they gave him a nice deal, and I thought the Lakers would go after him as well. But, you know, hey, Steve Nash is good. Maurice Spieth re-signs with Memphis. I don't blame him. I think Memphis is up and coming. We'll see what happens with them. Hashim Thabeet, exciting. Sounds like OKC.
Gosh.
Yeah, I don't think they'll bring in Muhammad back. Probably give Cole Aldridge more run. But I think this is it for Hashim. You know, they do have a D-League team, so he'll probably get some D-League run. I think he needs to show his ass up in the Summer League this year. To show that you deserve to be on the team and that you deserve some minutes.
Exactly. Oh, the Charlotte Bobcats had a meeting with Antoine Jameson. Get a named player in there, you know. Need to get some ticket sales.
They need something. And one of the quiet moves I thought was real smart was Andre Miller resigned with Denver for a 3-year deal. It sounded like it wasn't that much money, probably about $5 or $6 million. But he could have gone. And the way these point guards, I mean, if Jeremy Lin and Dragic are getting all that money, you know he could have got a lot more money and a starting gig.
Yeah, but he's on a playoff team.
Yeah, and I think, you know, they play real nice. I'm sure he probably feels like he is starting to get up in age. You know, he has a coach who likes him. George Karl does love Andre Miller and will give Andre Miller playing time. I think that works out for him.
And let's not forget, Atlanta traded Marvin Williams for Devin Harris.
Yeah.
Cleared some mo-cap space.
Yeah, Nick, you talking about Mo Williams over there? Oh, yeah, Atlanta's going to do something. They're going to go hard for Dwight Howard. That's who, I swear, if I'm Orlando, I'm trading this butt to Atlanta. Give me Al Horford. I don't care if I got Jameer Nelson. Give me Jeff Teague, too. I want all the talent I can get.
And I have heard some rumors. There have been rumors and talk about a 3-team deal for the Minnesota Timberwolves to get Nicholas Batum. Apparently, one of the rumors would be is weird, but Andre Iguodala will go to Portland. Derek Williams will go to Philadelphia with a package of things, and Nicholas Batum will go to Minnesota. So,
yeah, that's interesting.
Just one of those rumors that's out there. Yeah, very interesting.
Iguodala is a wanted man.
Hey, man, there's still some quality free agents out there. Free agency isn't over yet, folks. Still a long way to go. You got guys like Courtney Lee, who's a free agent. You know, Aaron Brooks just became unrestricted. Jared Bayless is a free agent. You know, you got Kirk Heinrich. You know, and a guy like Carl Landry.
Oh, yeah.
I think if a team like New Jersey could pick up a guy like Carl Landry, that would be sweet.
I know they're looking at Ersan Ilyasova. Who was
and
killing
he's a free
last
agent.
Year? He's a restricted, I think.
Oh, he's
unrestricted. Yeah, I know they're looking at him in case, basically in case they can't do Dwight Howard. You know, that'd be a nice four. Yeah, he was
beasting. And the Bulls still need some help, point guard position. Derrick Rose, I mean, is out for probably most of the year. Derek Fisher's still a free agent, so.
Oh, yeah, there are some out there, man. I know now that basically all the big fish are gone, there will be some out there. JaVale McGee has to re-sign. You know,
CJ Miles is still a free agent.
Yeah, how much is Brook Lopez going to get from New Jersey? You know, since everybody getting paid, you know, he's going to be like, can I get paid? Look, all these other centers is getting $10 million. I want $10 million.
We'll give you 10 if you can defend.
JaVale McGee, I mean, it's going to be hard on JaVale McGee. I mean, how much is Jordan Hill going to get? Jordan Hill might have played himself into a nice $4 million a year deal.
Oh, he's getting 5 or 6, buddy.
If I'm his agent, I'm trying my butt off.
Yep.
I mean, is Grant Hill going to go to L.A.? And that's what everybody's hoping out here.
Probably.
Just take the minimum, Grant Hill, or not.
Or retire.
You know, we know Rashard Lewis is going to Miami. You might as well just pencil that shit in.
Yep, he's going to Miami.
Yeah, he just got paid.
So he's good. I just want a ring now. I just want to ride the pine to a ring.
He'll do that. You know, I think O.J. Mayo was going to be the next big guy out there. Now that Eric Gordon and all that are off, I think O.J. Mayo is looking for a nice little check.
There's a lot of quality guys that are still out there.
There are. So there's still teams out there who can make moves. I mean, we're getting excited about the teams who've done it. I'm like, well, what is everybody else going to do? You know, we'll see the moves that's going to be made. It's been great free agency so far. I am pumped. I can't wait to see what happens. See who else will get overpaid. And you know, we'll see where Dwight Howard lands. Or are we just going to keep talking about him leaving? Or is he going to change his mind again and say, you know what, now that the season started, I want to be in Orlando. Who knows with that dude?
Idiot.
Well, this concludes another episode of the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour. Glad you guys have been enjoying yourselves here. Instead, you can find our podcast on Stitcher and iTunes. We ask that you guys leave ratings and comments. Let us know how we're doing. If you want to contact the brothers, you can call the hotline at 323-455-4219. You can follow us on Twitter at Brothers Lehman. You can email us at thebrotherslehman@gmail.com. Let us know what's on your mind. If you guys got questions, we'll answer them on the show. We might even read your email on the show.
Exactly. Hit us up. And from the Brothers Lehman, signing off, this is Jonathan and Chris from the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour. We'll be giving it to you strong, and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy.
Have a good one. Holla.